Let's get back to the show. And joining us, Gary, we have a gentleman that is the president of International Stoneworks. His name is Rawi Taba, and we want to talk to him about what his company does and the different stone care products, protection products that he has to offer. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Jack. How are you doing today?
We're doing very well. You are calling from Houston, Texas, are you not?
I am indeed, and I want to thank you for letting me on your show.
Oh, it is my pleasure. Houston, you know, I heard that Dallas did receive some snow this past day or two. How about you? Did you get any snow in Houston?
We did not.
Thank goodness.
But it's cold for Houston. We're in the lower 40s.
Oh, yeah, that is cold.
For us, it's cold.
Yeah, that is cold for you guys, definitely. We're up here in Cleveland. We don't thaw out to, I think, June, do we, Gary?
Actually, it's pretty warm up here. It's 33 degrees.
It's 33 degrees, yeah.
That's warm.
It's been in the 20s.
We're not that far.
Well, Rawi, tell us a little bit about your company. What do you guys do?
Well, we started about 30 years ago, and we do two things. We're kind of like you in terms of restoration.
Yep.
We have a restoration company that actually works on the restoration of stone. That's
yep.
Marble, granite, limestone, slate, all of natural stones, either people, residential or commercial,
okay.
who have older material in their kitchen or bathrooms and they want to restore it.
Okay.
And then in the meantime, of course, we developed a line of products for kind of do-it-yourselfers.
Okay, tell us a little bit more about the restoration process. So it's not necessarily going in and fabricating, putting in a new piece. If they have, let's say, a marble bathroom, a shower, or a stone countertop, what exactly, how do you go about the process of restoring those surfaces?
Well, most of the stones, such as marble and limestone, et cetera, after a number of years, a couple of things happen. One of them is they lose their shine.
Uh-huh.
If they started polished mostly, and then they scratch. And so you end up with scratches due to wear and tear or due to, you know, dragging something that actually scratches the stone.
Right.
And so our restoration process starts always with a cleaning, a thorough cleaning of the grout as well, because that gets dirty after a few
right.
years. And then what's called a honing system, which is an actual grinding of the surface that actually removes those scratches.
Hmm.
And then you go through a series of grits, just like you do wood,
sure.
you know, and then you bring back the shine. And at the end of the process, you use a sealer to protect the stone and the grout. So that's kind of the procedure that we follow.
I see. And the services that you provide are specifically in the Houston area, correct?
We cover Texas
okay.
In general, in terms, which is a big state, as
right.
you know.
Oh, yeah.
And so we cover Texas in terms of the restoration part. In terms of the products, of course, we ship worldwide.
Well, let's talk about those products. Obviously, there's a track record of history here, what you do, how you know about stone surfaces, and what to do to protect them. So you developed your product line so that folks can do a lot of this stuff on their own. So tell us about your product line.
Well, there's a couple of things. What we've decided, you know, in the industry, the professionals typically use product that contain acids.
Right.
Certain acids are made to actual polished stone. The problem is that these are difficult to use. You have to know what you're doing, otherwise you're going to hurt the material. So we've developed a couple of products that actually do not contain any acid.
Okay.
And what's called a honing compound, which is a product that you can use to remove fine scratches.
Okay.
And then a polishing compound you can actually use to polish the material. And then a cleaner, which is green, meaning
mm-hmm.
it has no VOCs. It's a neutral cleaner. It's something that, short of drinking it, you really can't hurt anything.
Sure.
And a sealer, which is a water-based sealer, so that's no solvents. We've developed this line, honestly, Jack, because a lot of our commercial establishments have asked for things like that.
Okay.
So we had to follow that line, and now we offer that to the residential market as well.
And if folks can find out more information about these products and his company by visiting their website at intlstoneworks.com. Let me give that to you again. That's intlstoneworks.com. And the process, what do they do first? Do they clean it? Do they polish it first? Tell us about the process of what they would have to do to restore their stone surfaces.
Well, let's take a marble top in the bathroom, for example.
Okay, fine.
You know, a lot of people have marble or limestone in the bathroom. And so what happened is that the product, which is called Lavenet Green, mm-hmm. that's Lavenet, is a product that comes in a concentrated form or in a ready-to-use form.
Okay.
And that's a product you can use on a daily basis to clean the material on a regular basis. The sealer is something that I recommend is used once a year because it protects against water, protects against grease, protects against oils, and it's a penetrating sealer, by the way. It doesn't really change the appearance of the material. It just protects it.
Sure.
The compound can be used on an as-needed basis. You can mix it with water and then apply it with some people use even a car buffer.
Okay.
Or a slow speed hand buffer.
I gotcha.
And you can actually polish this material. It's almost like polishing a car, I would say.
Okay. So the
that's something. Could you, let's say you were drinking a glass of orange juice,
right.
and it fell on your marble, and as you may know, acids mark or etch
sure
marble,
they do.
For example.
Right.
It removes the shine. And so an orange juice, a lemon juice, will actually remove some of the shine. So you can use this powder to actually restore and repolish that section that has been etched.
What about oils that penetrate, oils or grease that penetrate, maybe, say, in your kitchen, the stone surfaces, or any stone surface for that matter? Can you, have to get to the point where you have to replace the stone, or can you actually...
No, you don't.
Okay.
Actually, one of the good things about our line of products is that we of course, you know, we try to reduce the expense of replacing the stone,
right.
which is, as you know, quite expensive.
Sure does.
You have to do it every few years.
All right.
So, basically, this is not the products that I've talked about, but there is a product or a system actually called a poulticing. That's P-O-U-L-T-I-C-I-N-G.
Okay.
Poulticing is a compound that you put on the surface of the stain, say oil stain, and it draws the stains out.
Okay.
And so that's one way to maintain your stone, as you said, if you spill something acidic on it. And then go back with that famous Seal Go W, which is this penetrating sealer, to protect against further stains.
And if someone has that may be listening out there or follows me on the website and they have a question related to that, can they just go to your website and maybe just contact you through that means? And then if they have any questions, or maybe you can direct them to the right product you have to help them out through their project wherever they may live.
Well, that's one of the things that you can definitely call us.
Okay.
And that is 713-956-8291.
Okay.
And of course, Jacqueline is the person that you can reach, and she will answer most of the questions that we can provide.
And
then we also have an 800 number, which is 1-800-775-TILE, T-I-L-E.
Okay. 1-800.
We can definitely answer questions.
And again, 1-800-775-TILE, T-I-L-E. If you have any questions related to any stone surfaces around your house or place of business, if they have a product, maybe they can help you out with that. And where are your products located? Can they buy them online? Or
absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely, Jack. They can just either email us. There's a direct link, you know, from the website. And with questions or orders, and we'd be more than happy to send them the product that they want.
All right, and again, they can go to our website at intlstoneworks.com, intlstoneworks.com, to find out more information, to contact the folks at International Stoneworks, or to even order their products online as well. They'll help you find the right product to help you with the solution. Why are you not allowed, or why don't you think you should use marble in your house? Or can you use marble in your house? Is there any issues with marble at all?
It's a good question, Jack, because there are certain areas that, honestly, even though I'm in the stone business,
yeah.
I would not recommend the use of marble. I would use, for example, the granite. Let me give you the difference between the two. Most, and I say most because stone is a naturally made material. It's, you know, we have no control over the fabrication of it. So basically, granite, most granites do not react to acids.
Hmm.
So if you're going to have an island in your kitchen, I would not recommend, say, a white marble.
Right.
Because, again, you're going to have some acid issues. And so I would recommend granite in those circumstances.
Okay.
So, on the other hand, you know, stone like marble and granite and all of this material enhances, you know, they all enhance the value of the house significantly. When you walk into a house and you see a beautiful marble floor or granite floor, it really attracts your attention.
Now, is marble, real quick, because we've got about 30 seconds, is marble more porous than granite?
Yes.
I see.
Yes. Marble is more porous than granite in general, although there is some porosity to granite. But one of the good things, and quickly I would suggest that, is ask, whenever you choose a material like marble and granite, ask your supplier to provide you with information in terms of the porosity of the material, for example.
Sure, right.
And they will do that.
Right. Well, it's a great choice. I mean, a lot of folks are turning to that route. They are putting more stone surfaces in their homes. And now they have a solution to protect those surfaces, clean them, protect them all at the same time by contacting the folks at International Stoneworks. Visit them at intlstoneworks.com, intlstoneworks.com. Rawi, thank you for joining us on the show today. Great advice.
Jack, I appreciate your having us on, and hope to talk to you soon.
You betcha. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.